sets up, delivers downfield, intercepted! Jamari Sharp makes the pick that will clinch Indiana's first national championship.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports.
Chris Fowler, Kirk Herbstreit with the call last night on ESPN. The moment Indiana clinched the national championship. Of course, if the Hoosiers really wanted to be champions, those jerks would have covered the spread. I didn't bet the game as far as the side is concerned. I had the total. That extra point that got banked in would have been really, really nice. It had missed. We had ended at 47. As opposed to 48. What can you do? Thanks to our friend Joey Kanish for the Charlie Becker prop. Malachi Toney was nice, but yeah, it would have been nice to have hit the under on the game. All my bets for tonight are coming up at the end of the show. And just to say this for the audience, we will have a ton. I'm off tomorrow because, you know, I love you guys. I can't work every day. I can't do it. So I'm off tomorrow. Thursday, Friday, we're going to get you set to bet the football weekend, championship Sunday in full. We're going to have great guests. Drew Dinsick's going to join us. Rob Pizzola's going to join us. Can't wait for Thursday and Friday coming up this week on You Better You Bet. Let's talk the betting odds for next year's national championship in college football. So I'm just going to do a refresh of my screen to make sure I have the right numbers. Okay, so here we go. Your co-favorites to win next year's national championship are Ohio State and Notre Dame. And just in case anyone's watching or listening and be like, why are you talking about this now? The season just ended. Yeah, like, that's why we're talking about it, because it's really fun. And I'm about to give you a pretty strong opinion on what I think is going to happen. So Ohio State and Notre Dame are the co-favorites. Ohio State returns Julian Sayin and Jeremiah Smith. Notre Dame quarterback C.J. Carr will be back. Indiana is the third choice right now, the reigning defending champions. Mendoza goes to the NFL, but Josh Hoover comes in as the quarterback from TCU. Texas with Arch Manning. Cam Coleman comes over from Auburn. Texas plus 750. Oregon with the returning Dante Moore plus 950. Kirby Smart in Georgia 11. Lane Kiffin, Sam Leavitt in LSU at 14. A&M 15. Texas Tech at 16. Remember, Texas Tech got Cincinnati quarterback Brendan Sorsby, and he is apparently getting paid an insane amount of money to play at Lubbock this season. Miami at 19. Kalen DeBoer, Keelan Russell, and the Crimson Tide at 22. John Mateer, who's returning to Oklahoma, and Brent Venables at 27. Jaden Maiava, USC at 35 with Lincoln Riley. Michigan is at 40 with Kyle Whittingham as the new coach. If I had to bet this right now, I don't have to, but, you know, what's to stop me? I like Texas. Scary sentence to utter knowing the coach is Steve Sarkisian. Not that Texas can't win 10 games, but do you trust Sark to win a natty? I think this year, we might be able to. A lot of really smart NFL draft types, you know, people that grind the All-22, think that if Arch Manning declared this year, like for this NFL draft, he'd be in contention to be the number one pick. And you can hear me say that and disagree with it. Watch me say it and disagree with it. It's not my opinion. It's the opinion of people that know way more about this than me. So if that's true, that means Texas is returning like the likely number one overall pick in next year's NFL draft with an absolute murderer's row around him at the skill positions. Cam Coleman is a monster wide receiver and is going to be a stud catching passes for Arch Manning. Two stud running backs in the portal for Texas. And obviously we know how much money the Longhorns spend. That is going to be a program to be reckoned with next year. So if you made me pick right now at price, Texas would be my choice plus 750. And my second choice would actually be Kalen DeBoer in Alabama. Ty Simpson declared for the NFL draft, not just because he could be a first-round pick because of the dearth of great quarterback prospects in this cycle. It's also because there is a five-star freak waiting behind him to play in Keelan Russell. Bama's at 22, Texas at plus 750. My two way too early betting looks at next year's national championship in college football. One more break here on this Tuesday edition of the show, and in the final segment, all my bets for tonight in the world of sports, and we'll talk the NFL coaching carousel with Connor Orr from Sports Illustrated.